as we paint with our broadcast transmission across the tapestry
that is Texas.
Is that like needlepoint?
Because
I don't know that my eyes are going to be good for that.
I think we're more, when it comes to the art world on this show, of the kind of stuff that you find maybe at Goodwill that you hope is probably a priceless painting that somebody just accidentally trashed, but really it just turns out it
was a big nothing burger.
A Velvet Elvis that you probably already should have known. This show's beauty is in the ear of the beholder, and as the Fort Worth Main Street Arts Festival, I guess, technically kicks off right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what better way to express art?
That tank does have a certain je ne sais quoi.
Let's put stuff in a bucket, shall we?
Hey.
Brought to you, as always, by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, shop Gibson's. Huh? It is Will It Float today, and it's all to get you to the absolutely not hoity-toity PBR World Finals Championship Round Day on that Sunday, May 18th next month. Today's artistic expression that is a, you say, Will It Float?
Will It Float!
Yeah, the kids are even saying it now.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, in unison, no less. So today, to try to fit in with those that are artistic around us here in Sundance Square, throwing in the tank today, sidewalk chalk.
Mm-hmm.
The medium I know I've dabbled in most when it comes to the art world, just throughout my formative years.
Well, you kind of are an aficionado.
It was my pre-impressionistic period, I guess you would say.
What was your post-impressionistic period?
I don't know. Somewhere in there, I started doing the weird impressions and voices, so I guess that's it.
You know, as art always multiplies, we now have four instead of three. I don't...
Oh. What happened over there? We were told, Heather, to be careful on the show today.
I was not careful.
Okay?
One rolled away. But you know what? Art is constantly evolving, so this is very on brand.
That's right.
Because one fell on the floor.
We were told to be careful yesterday. Art's dangerous. Okay? And so is Will It Float. We welcome our two contestants on the line, ladies and gentlemen, to play Will It Float. She is out of Alvarado. It is Jennifer, Hank fan number nine. Good morning.
Yay.
Hey,
good morning.
Jennifer here to go up against Hank fan number 10 out of Burleson. Melissa, welcome to Will It Float. All right, here we go, guys. By the way, happy Arts Festival kickoff day. Do either of you dabble in the artistic exploits out there? Are you artiste? Do you do anything artistic?
Oh, no. I'm lucky if I can draw a good six-figure.
Yeah, I'm lucky if if anything happens. Actually, 4 hours every morning. Okay, but art aside, that is all subjective. Let's go into the objective world that is, what's the sidewalk chalk going to do? All right, you got first dibs, Jennifer out of Alvarado, Hank fan number 9. Will it float or will the sidewalk chalk sink?
Oh, my gosh, this is so hard, but I'm going to say sink.
We got sink. All right. All right, so Melissa, 50-50 game, and you hope the sidewalk chalk does what?
Float.
All right.
We have
all
our
right.
answers tabulated, ladies and gentlemen. We have the sidewalk chalk ready. We have an art patron already milling about smartly outside. Hey.
He took his shades off as he walked by.
We'll sell you this bucket for $50. It's artistic.
It's from Gibson.
They will buy anything.
I know.
All right, here we go. To the tank of transparency, of course. And once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds, of course, to do what it's going to do before we determine a victor between Jennifer and Melissa. There's nobody named Victor. Here we go. The sidewalk chalk. Heather Lee at the Will It Float tank of transparency. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, coming down in 3, 2, 1. The chalk hits the water. It goes down briefly, but it pops right back up, and it is floating on the water. It's floating. Now, is it going to last or dissolve completely?
Sizzling.
These are pretty big stuff.
Sizzling.
It's sizzling.
Yeah.
We have a sizzling reaction. And now they have fallen to the bottom. What is happening? We have, hang on, I got to go look at this. We have one floating. Heather Lee, you have a working microphone, and you can see it.
Yes.
What is happening over there?
So I have, they're all going down. There's three that are definitely down. The fourth is on its way.
But
I am
when
shocked.
The sounder sounded, they were still floating for 10 seconds. Melissa out of Burleson.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. But, yes, they have one by one fallen to the depths of the Willow Flow tank.
God. And they're desperately trying to escape. There's, like, little bubbles coming out of them. Like, help me, help me, help me.
It's downright artistic, isn't it? It's beautiful. Thank you, sir, for waving at us in the window.
We love you.
And thank you, America. Hey, Melissa, you're going to the PBR. Congratulations. Woo-hoo! Well done on that. Winning by virtual seconds over Jennifer. Jennifer, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate you. That is, ladies and gentlemen, Will It Floats. Yes, art is subjective, but when it comes to buoyancy, nope. It's 100%. Yay or nay. It's a Will It Float. Thank you.